them that there's a person standing here next to me.
Her name was May, yes, sir.
I said, huh?
Yes, sir, her name was May.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I still call Ella Mae Brown.
Yes, sir.
But, okay, so therefore, it's telling you that it's a medium.
That's right.
The person that talks through, that's why the Son of God's mother didn't tell nobody that those things didn't exist, because when he told you the true history of Jesus, he told you that the lady that told Joseph who he told Joseph who he was and what he'd been dead was a medium.
Yes, sir.
Those
yes,
are
sir.
People who see into the future.
Yes, sir.
That this box is going out.
What out?
That box is going out, sir. This box, the speaker box.
This is a demonstration lounge. That's the thing one they play with. You know, anybody come in the store, they play with.
Oh, well, they do. Well, it's the will of the Lord, not the president of the master, well, it's the will of the mother. If it's playing out, it's playing out in the way that the house is playing out right now. That's why we're thinking about another house.
That's right.
Yes,
yes,
sir.
We think it don't come in, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, right, sir. We got to go on to the next.
Yes, yeah, so we got to move on to the next one. And the time is so short that we've got to be moving pretty fast.
Yes, yes, now.
Sir. Yes, sir.
That's right.
So you remember, we're doing many different things, brother, because he got to make us know us by everything right quick.
That's right, yes, sir.
And to that, it's like a scrambled egg.
It's yes, like sir. Ping, yes, ping, ping, ping. So many doors are open. Which one do you want to choose? Door number one, door number two, or door number three?
That's what it's all about. Once you learn, then you can understand the symbol of that.
Yes,
come
sir.
On down.
That's right.
What's the deal?
Yes,
oh, so-and-so and so-and-so. What's behind that curtain? And what's behind that one? And what's behind the third one? Huh?
Yes,
will
sir.
Will you trade it in for this? And will you trade it in for that? Be careful it's not a dirt.
Yes, sir.
But the whole thing, we can't lose with the stuff that we use. We touch this because we got the master narrator.
Yes, sir.
So therefore, we want this all put on tape so that they would want to find out, well, what is he teaching? Or what is that person saying? And you know how to administer it to them. That's what you want, teachers.
Mm. Yes, sir.
And you can easily go to the court once you know the person that is directly telling you what's going on and making it known to you behind the shadow of a doubt of who he is.
Yes, sir.
He must make known to you as he raised higher and higher. Then when it's explained and broke down to you how to have the journey outside your body so that you can be here and be there and can be there and be somewhere else like the mothership.
Yes, sir.
Then you can say, well, now let me teach you this here science of what they call astral travel.
Yes, sir.
I'm another being because now you're worthy to receive that kind of knowledge. Then you're worthy to find out why I might be here, but I'm not here because I done been walking past and whistling in Dixie. I done seen you from many different places. And you think you see it, you see not. And I see you from where you see me not.
Yes, sir.
I'm right up here. I can walk right now. I can walk up and knock on the door.
That's right.
Yes, sir. I'll just turn around and disappear. Still be talking to you on the phone.
Yes, sir.
It's just playing out the music.
Yes, sir.
And that's why I function like a Holy Ghost. Communicate me with the knowledge of Jesus, justice, truth. Of the Christ saving self.
Yes, sir.
All praises to Him. I got in the presence of Master Ross.
Remember, we didn't plan this conversation.
Oh, no, sir.
So therefore, we don't have to sit down and write it down on a piece of paper, but it's sure making a lot of sense to me.
Yes, sir.
I know it's making a lot of sense.
Yes, sir.
Don't have to sit around and think for some, because it says that that hour that I try to think about it, allow God in the presence of Master Brother Jesus, I'm going to give me what to say anyway, so what the heck's the use?
That's right.
And it's the same thing that's happening with you. And you want to know how I was raised, then welcome to the show of yourself.
Hello.
Because when you to see me is to see yourself and to see what you're going to be.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying, man?
Yes, sir.
But Jesus freaks. You know the statement of the Jesus freak in the present. This seed don't talk about nothing but Jesus back in the 60s.
That's right.
We walking around even dressed in like they so-called pictures of Jesus.
Yes,
we're hair long like Jesus. But we're looking for the Jesus freak, but we're looking for it in the system. Master Wallace, Chief of our Muhammad, is best of the most under the light. Muhammad freaks.
Yes, sir.
Use the expression of that slain word, but that would get across a point of understanding on that particular level.
Yes, sir.
What we're looking for. We're not looking for a Farrakhan freak. We're looking for a Master Wallace, Chief of our Muhammad, is best of the most under the light. Muhammad freaks.
Yes, sir.
It's freak me off there.
That's right. Because
what you submit to them, you'll be like a freak of nature in this world.
Yes, sir.
So I want to be a freak in this world.
Yes, sir.
I want to be recognized as a freak in this world.
Yes, sir.
That just oozes Master Wallace D. Farad Muhammad and especially the most honorable eyes Muhammad. They just walk it and we glide it and we talk it and we think it and we smell it and we hear it and we eat it and everything.
Yes,
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
24/7.
Huh?
24/7. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
No, we're preaching. Make ours 28 hours.
That's to the nth degree.
Because this is our world.
That's right.
Better square.
And that's to the nth degree.
We're on a different scale.
Yes, sir.
Is that true?
Yes, sir.
Believe me, as an odd fella. Here's the secret. A part of relating to the secret identity of the secret society when they have the group they call the Odd Fellas.
Yes,
they're talking about, so we're the Odd Fellas of this world.
Yes, sir.
That's why they call them. Hey, you know that guy? You know that guy? Zigzag Brian, man, that guy's cool. Why is cool? Because we was over here in a cool country among the stones of the living dead in the tomb where he got to be cool.
Yes, sir.
So that we can get hot.
Yes, sir.
And as we come towards this truth and light, that Allah God, the person that's the one to see for our Muhammad, and especially the most honorable Muhammad, brought to us to pay out our own for ourselves, because it's a chain of command to raise us to ourselves. So a person don't say that, hey, you know Jabari raised me, or hey, you know so and so good. No, they are not. God and the person that's the one to see for our Muhammad raised us with that knowledge of his, through the message of the most honorable Muhammad, on down through the chain of command, the knowledge is what raised us.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
And I know one so-called individual that you're talking about, Master Wan Sri Ra Muhammad, and his Master the Muhammad.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
With S.A.L. Muhammad.
Yes, sir. Muhammad, the select one.
That's the one. Okay. I didn't get to the shower. It's time for me to get back upstairs.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, then. Call your mom, sister. Whatever I got, I got it. Somebody told you to deliver me something up this way tomorrow. You make sure that you get it up here early in the morning, okay?
Yes, sir, I will.
All right, then. I know y'all heard what you wanted to hear, so get down to it. Get down on it.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir. Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
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 Sajala, who we love you.
Sajala, who I love you, too.
Sister, answer mommy.
Yes, sir.
You got to go down the way tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm going to see him early in the morning.
Okay.
To take that up there to him. That's what he was talking about.
What time you coming back?
Huh?
Coming back before Moss?
I don't know, because from what he said, I have to bring it up there early so he'll be able to get his...
So early be 7, right?
Huh?
Early be 7, right?
Okay, well, you have to understand motor mouth. When motor mouth gets to talking, the reason I refer to myself is motor mouth, because motor mouth is like a machine, and I'm like a remote control unit. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I told the sister that what I was talking to her about, then to write that down, what I was talking to her about on that particular, on the conversation while you was hooking up that tape thing.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and I told her because I was really feel disappointed. I really wouldn't be disappointed, because it's nothing that an American so-called Negro could do to disappoint me, especially when they're still up in the Negro state, and we all up in the Negro state.
Try and collect my thoughts.
Well, you'll never get them, then, because if you can collect your thoughts, then you can do what Allah God and the person of Master Wan Sri Ra Muhammad, this message of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad is to make you do.
Yes,
you understand? Because if you can do that, then you don't even need a nation of Islam. You can go out there and collect your thoughts and function under the proper way of what you believe is right. You can quit smoking. The most honorable Elijah Muhammad said, when you understand, come to the reality that you can't quit smoking, when you can't quit doing the things that you do, then reach for Islam.
Yes, sir.
Then he, Allah God, the person of Master Wan Sri Ra Muhammad will do that for you for what you can't do. But when you think that you got, well, I'm going to try to get my thoughts back, you'll never get it together. You'll never be able to reach back and get that thought. Then when you reach, you say, Allah God, the person of Master Wan Sri Ra Muhammad, the messenger of Allah God, I'll bring it back before you.
Yes, sir.
Without you sitting out there thinking, well, I'm trying to think, to come to you just automatically, and that'll be his doing. But as long as you try to think of it, you'll never get it.
Yes, sir.
I'm just putting that out there because this is the way that most of the night. Mama said, look, come with your white girls. Come with your poke chops. Come any way that you want to come in dirty dogs. But you got to leave your white girl outside. And you got to leave in the car. Put your poke chop sandwich in the girl compartment. And come on in. You understand? Because realize that you can't stop doing it. Come in and get this teaching and watch. Pretty soon, you won't have to have no poke chop sandwich in there, no white. black girl parked around the corner. They'd be gone, because when I got in the prison, I said, well, she's flying Muhammad, and investigated what's on the back of Muhammad, he's going to take it away from you.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? Come with your gun, come any way that you can, just what little bit of crap in you can get is get there.
Yes, sir.
And then ask him and watch what he do. He can do that, what you can't do. And the priest said, well, look, brother, you got a lot of people say, well, look, well, I will come to Islam, but I know Islam's the truth. I kind of got a feeling Islam's the truth. You know, if I got to accept the God, I might as well accept the black God. He didn't change, so I'm not going to go down there because I'm not going to be like these other brothers that I see out there that's playing with Islam. You know, I see brothers up here that talk about the Islam and they're around the corner smoking and chasing white girls and eating pork chops. So I don't want to be like that. See, I'm going to clean myself up. I'm going to be sure that I'm for real when I come to Islam. So I'm going to clean myself up before I come there. So I won't be doing these things. So I'll be real. Well, if you can do that, then don't come to Islam, because that's what Islam is here for.
Yes, sir.
This is what the message said. This is one of the excuses that the El Satan, which means the Satan himself, you know, this is what he put into the mind, built in mechanism from the Western European culture, built into the mind in order to justify staying there.
Yes, sir.
You know, so all things are due to Allah God. You know, they have that in the problem book, in the answering problem book there, where it breaks all down all the different statements that you're going to hear from the mentality of the American so-called Negro, of the mathematical plane that was put into effect by the pre-programming of the European culture through the offsprings of their forefathers and fathers and children and on down through the generations to be transplanted into the heads of the American so-called Negro. So therefore, the battle of Armageddon will begin within the mind. So when we come in with this here true knowledge of yourself, this other thing that's sitting up in there that's claiming to be your mind, it's going to come up with all kind of logical reasons and breakdowns. And even when it can't master it that way, then the machine that's inside the head, it will lock itself down by causing you to go to sleep. You'll arrest the body when a person is talking as loud. They'll put you in your body and say, blocking it out. Well, I can hardly stay awake. Because the built-in mechanism that the Caucasian person has put in there to bring your suggestions of TV and different things, which may say sounds as if it's dull to you, causes it to lock itself down in order to try to vanguard itself in order to remain alive up in your head.
Yes, sir.
I mean, can any of y'all understand that, what I'm saying?
Oh, yes, sir.
To a degree.
Yeah, well, it's called the African way. You see, you have to remember, see, we're not Africans, because Africans is a word derived that the Queen of England gave to the name the peoples of the countries that her warrior had conquered, and his name was Africano.
Yes, sir.
And so they named the country after them, made the people speak Swahili.
Yes, sir.
That's not a national tongue. That is not the native tongue of that area there. But it's the tongue that the Queen of England could understand, so she made them teach that. You know, and so therefore the Africano mind, you got to remember, is up there sitting there thinking we're making everybody, you're talking to a brother in the bus, but I'm African, I'm Afro America. You know, so I got this African knowledge. You know,
okay.
Well, if he's an African, that means that Africano will still be up in his head. You might knock out the American, you know, the American European man, you might knock his knowledge out, but the Africano mind is still back there high, and he thinks I can make it in that way by saying I'm an African.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So you say, oh, no, Africano, you're not going to make it in, because when you say you're African, that means you're Africano.
Yes.
That's the knowledge that Africano used to deceive the people.
Yes, sir.
So it's still sitting up in there. Once well, I got him in. They come in and say, assalamu alaikum to you, then. And you know, I say, jumbo jockey. You know what I'm saying? Swahili, African, Dugo.
Yes, sir.
Speak Swahili tongue to you. You know? And that is fulfilled upon the prophecy also where John Hawkins came from, assalamu alaikum. So you got this person up there that's talking, run all this here African, so-called African history down to you, and break the science of it down to you. You think that he is black, but he's telling you that's the same way as we sitting over here saying that we're black, but we're black Americans, and we got Negro history.
Yes, sir.
That'd be the same thing. That'd be that still, that mentality that is still hidden up there, back deep in the conscious and subconscious and superconscious. And you've got to remember this. Those conscious, the product of the environment conscious, have wiggled their way down into the subconscious and superconscious and universal consciousness of your mind.
Yeah.
They have to be weeded out. Do you understand what I'm saying? Or else he'd be able to get into there with his mind. And once he gets this is mine in there, someday, someplace, sometime, it will come to the surface. It will come to the surface in the new kingdom of heaven.
The brother is here right now, sir.
Oh, who's that? Brother Anthony, so-called Mr. Momo?
Yes, sir.
Well, again, brother, so-called Mama's supposed to send me a package up this way. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And so I would like you to, somebody to ride with you, something to know that picked that package up and got to put it on the bus early this morning.
Okay, I'm on my way out right now, sir.
Tomorrow.